Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Sometimes we need a storm. We need a struggle. We need some type of adversity to realize that we are blessed. And oftentimes, it's only once you're on the other side of the storm that you see the goodness of God.
Have you ever noticed how the fire and intensity you pray with when everything is good and comfortable in your life is very different to how you pray when you're in a testing season? Imagine being in the room and listening to Hannah praying desperately for a son. Imagine listening to Paul and Silas in prison as they were chained, but still praying and praising God. Can you just imagine the passion in their voices?
It's only once you have been through the valley of the shadow of death that you realize nothing can stop you as a child of God.
Exodus 14, verse 14. The Lord will fight for you and you shall hold your peace. What does that tell you? It tells me that the battle is not yours. This battle you face should be fought with hands raised in prayer, because it's a battle that you are surrendering off to a higher authority. Raising your hands in thanksgiving and praise is another key to victory in a battle. Ask Paul and Silas. They'll tell you all about how raised hands in worship and praise can invoke the mighty power of God. You see, I don't think many of us really understand the significance of raising your hands in prayer, raising your hands in surrender, raising your hands in praise. Too many of us don't understand how significant that is. You don't take a spiritual swing at the devil and hope to knock him out. You kneel before God and He will crush the enemy before you. When you kneel before God, He will fight for you. And when it comes to fighting, when it comes to spiritual battles, don't ever underestimate the role of prayer. Don't ever underestimate the advantage that prayer gives you. To be able to call on the authority that's in the name of Jesus, that's a powerful advantage to us as believers. To be able to use God's word in prayer, that's an advantage to us. At the name of Jesus Christ, demons tremble. When you call on the word of God, it is living and powerful. It's sharper than a two-edged sword. Prayer is so very important to the Christian life. It's important to us. It's important for us.
We may not enjoy trying times. We may not enjoy tough times or challenges. However, there is no denying that...
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
When you are in the midst of great difficulty, you pray with a fire. You pray with a passion. So at times, we need to have the presence of mind to realize that the Lord allows... He allows certain things to happen to us. He allows certain events to take place, all so that we can tap into the next level of prayer, our next level of faith. So what you're going through may not be designed to destroy you, but instead to build you. What you're going through isn't intended to ruin you, but instead, it's all to strengthen you.
If you pay attention to Psalms 23, Verse 4, it says, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." You wouldn't know that God is with you unless you walk through that valley. You wouldn't know that God's rod and staff will comfort you. You wouldn't know that you would fear no evil because God was close enough to you during the time you were walking in that dark valley. You wouldn't know all of these things unless you went through some type of hardship, some type of struggle. It's only after you've been through that you realize, I am blessed. It was hard, but I found comfort in Jesus. God was with me every step of the way. Now remember, God also keeps certain things away from you too. Living a blessed life means you're always praising God regardless. And He doesn't have to deliver you from something for you to know that you are blessed. You may have never been involved in a dangerous car accident, but thank God for keeping you from any accidents. You may have never been healed, but thank God for keeping disease away from your body. You may have never been addicted to drugs, but thank God who has kept drugs away from you. That's the blessed life. When you recognize that sometimes God doesn't need to put you through something and bring you out of it for you to be blessed, but count the things that He has kept you from. That's a blessing. You don't make the right decisions all the time. God favors you. You don't wake up through your own strength every day. God gives you life. You couldn't protect yourself well enough in this world, but God is your protection. You're living a blessed life.
There is power, wonder-working power, in the precious blood of the Almighty Lamb of God. You see, growing up, I remember my mother teaching me how to pray, and she would always say, "Speak the blood every time you pray. Speak the blood. It's what will keep you. It's what will protect you." And I understand that. I understand it now. When we speak the blood of Jesus to cover our homes, we set a boundary for the enemy. We tell him this far and no further. The blood of Jesus offers divine protection. In Exodus 12, the Israelites were instructed to take a lamb that had no defect and put its blood on the sides and tops of the door frames of their homes. And God said to them, "The blood will be a sign for you on your houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. No destructive plague will touch you when I strike Egypt." Now God is saying today, "I have given you my son, Jesus Christ, one who was pure with no blame or defect. He took all of your sins, all of your shame, and he died for you and rose again. His blood was shed so that today you can put it on the doorpost of your homes through prayer. And so when evil comes in the world, his blood will protect you. When sickness comes, you'll find healing in the blood. When the enemy and his demons pass by, nothing shall touch you, child of God. When 1,000 fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, it shall not come near you." Why? It's because of the blood of the Lamb, the blood of Jesus, the blood that has wonder-working power.
Everyone wants God to answer their prayers. But it seems as though we say we believe in the power of prayer, but when it comes down to our own individual lives and our own problems, we often don't have the faith to believe that God will answer. We have to get through the barrier of doubt and fear for us to experience the true power of God's will. In 1 Samuel chapter 1, a woman named Hannah pleaded with God for a son, promising to give him back to the Lord. Hannah was in a tough place, a barren second wife who was ridiculed and humiliated by others who easily had children. And in her season of difficulty, She prayed. We have to remember to remain faithful in prayer during difficult times because God is our source of strength. And if you are not grounded in prayer, where will you get the strength to endure? So praying is a must.
You are what the Word of God says you are. You are valuable. You are a child of God that has dominion. You have the Spirit of God. You are an ambassador of Christ. You are a winner. You are triumphant. You are forgiven.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.